Blog Talk Radio.
Soldiers for Christ Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. And we're speaking about speaking in tongues, the untold truth. Speaking in tongues, the untold truth. Amen. Our devotional scripture. Amen. I'm not going to read all of this. I'm going to read a couple of verses from it. Amen. We are in Acts chapter 2, and I'm starting at verse 4. The scripture reads as follows: "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father. We just ask, Father, that you open the eyes and the ears of your beloved saints, Father, that their comprehension may be able to understand truth rather than tradition or lie. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We just praise your holy name for who you are and what you are in our life. We just continue, Father, to lift up your name, Father, and go by preaching your word, Father, that someone must hear your word, Father. Amen. And have a change of mind, Father, on the enemy attacks. Oh, God, we just thank you. We magnify you. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen, amen. God bless, amen, your hand on this morning. Amen. We want to go ahead and get into this particular scripture, because this is the scripture that the Charismatic Church and the Pentecostal Church uses, amen, to prove, amen, that they are speaking directly to God in a unknown tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I come to you today to tell you that they are lying. Amen. And the truth is not in them. Hallelujah. There's two words in this particular text that describe the word tongue. Amen. And one in the Greek is glossa, and the other is dialectos. Amen. It's spelled with a K rather than a C. I misspelled that. Amen. But we're going to get some understanding. Amen. Of these words. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know that we have been in a church, or we've been in many churches where people start speaking out babbles, amen, whispers of the wind, which I call them, because they just whispers, amen. They're not benefiting anyone. They're not even much benefiting the one who's speaking it, amen. So we know, amen, that these people are speaking something, amen. But I come to tell you that they are not speaking, amen, in a tongue, amen, that God has established in this earth. Let's read so you can follow, amen, in chapter 2. Starting at verse 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost, amen, this is the day that Jesus told, amen, pertaining to, amen, the book of Job, amen. This is a fulfillment of the book of Job, but we're going to get to that later. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came the sound from heaven, as it was a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of the fire. He's talking about the Holy Ghost coming up on them. Amen. 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 And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. He said other tongues, amen, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation, every ethnicity under heaven. Now when they were noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man had heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one to another, behold, not all of these were speaking Galileans. Amen. And how bear ye every man in our own tongue, dialect, amen, wherein we were born. Amen. And then he go into naming all the areas here, all the where these people was coming from. These are Jews. This was a day in which the Jews, all of them, came back, amen, to worship this feast, amen. So this was the day that God used, amen, to manifest his word, not only just to the Jews, but to the Gentiles, amen. So in order for him to do that, he had to give the disciples tongues, meaning foreign languages, amen, hallelujah. They did not have understanding of them, of knowledge of the tongues. That's why the people were shocked that they was Galileans, amen. But they God gave them tongues through the Holy Spirit, unknown tongues to them, because they was not learned of them, and they did not understand what they were saying. So to them, they was unknown tongue. But listen to what it is, verse 6. It says, and when they was noised abroad, the multitude came unto them and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Every man heard their language. They actually understood what the disciples were saying. Amen. Hallelujah. It was not a mystery to them. They understood the language. And this is glossa, because this is a foreign language. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the scripture says in verse 8, and now hear ye every man in your own tongue, dialect, in your own time, in your own tongue, your national tongue is your dialect, wherein ye were born. If you're born in Houston, most likely you're going to speak English. In America, English is the main tongue in America. Amen. So we need to understand what's going on here. There was all type of men from all different backgrounds here. So God had to speak to them in a foreign language, and in a language that they know as a dialect. Amen. So he used two forms of language here to speak with them. Amen. And how did he do it? Amen. In verse 4, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, other languages. Amen. As the Spirit gave them others, the Holy Ghost gave them knowledge of these languages. Hallelujah. I said, the Holy Ghost gave them knowledge of these languages. Oh God, this was a miracle tongue, but it was a miracle tongue only to the disciples. Amen. Who did not know the tongue. Amen. They did not study foreign language. They did not know any other language but the language of their nation, a dialect. Amen. So this was a miracle to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. So we know that he's talking to he's talking about a language that's already here on earth. He's not talking about a language that's directly between a man and God. He's not talking about a language that's directly to him and angels. Amen. This is a lie from the church, and a lie and a lie and a truth is not in the church. It's not in them, I'm telling you. You need to study the Word of God. Understand the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you understand the Word of God, you will get enlightenment on the truth, because the truth is untold in the church today. All of them is lying. I'm telling you, they lying, and the truth is not in them. Amen. Hallelujah. God needed to do this, amen, because the disciples was promised this, amen. He said, go ye into all the nations and preach the gospel. How they was going to do that without knowing another language, amen? How? You cannot do that. They was unlearned disciples, unlearned people. So God had to manifest this through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The word nation, meaning talking about all the nationalities. The word nation is ethnos. Oh God, ethnicities. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We need to understand, amen, that this have already been prophesied. Amen. Let's go to Peter's sermon. Let's go to Peter's sermon, starting in chapter 2, verse 14. He said, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, that, and hearken to my word. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but a third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Let me read that again. He said, but this is that. This is that. This is that. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. This was a fulfillment because God, remember, was the God of the Jews. Amen. And when the Jews have rejected them, amen, he was to go to the Gentile nation, amen. And this is the format in which he chose to let the nation of the Gentiles know that he was their God. Hallelujah. He is you and I, God. Amen. This is that format. Joel spoke of it, amen, and now it was fulfilled in God's words in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Hallelujah. It is fulfilled in your eyes today if you did not know, amen. Hallelujah. This is one of the things you have to understand. The Bible says no man can come to the Father unless it comes through me. Who is he talking about? Jesus. You got to go through Jesus to get to God, to get to the Father. You just can't go directly to God. Who is you? You're merely a man, or you're merely a woman, amen. Why is God allowing you to speak directly to him? This is a lie. This is blasphemy, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and the truth is not in you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Jesus, somebody, could somebody help him here? Let me give you another scripture, amen, that these people, amen, these churches try to use, amen, and to manipulate, amen, church folk. I'm in 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 13. The scripture read this as if in verse 1. It said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I am not charity. I have become a sound brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all mystery, all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Amen. Paul is not saying that he have these things. He's using an analogy. He say if he would have these things, amen, we don't even have to go into that because Paul, he's not saying that he have these things. He's using the analogy to prove a point that love is stronger, is the most important gift of any gift that you could have. Hallelujah. Now, the word here, angels, amen, is the word messengers, amen. Messengers in these days was pastors, preachers, ministers who were carrying the word of God, amen. Even some angels who was messengers, they called pastors angels, hallelujah, in those days, hallelujah. Oh God, somebody help me here. Somebody help me here. He's not talking about talking directly to an angel. Somebody need to use some common sense. If you ain't got biblical sense, please step in with your common sense to understand the scriptures and to understand the word of God. Hallelujah. One more scripture. Let's go to Romans. Amen. Hallelujah. Could you go to Romans with me? Amen. I'm going to give you this scripture, and I hope that this scripture, it's a lot of both scriptures that I can go to, but I just don't have the time. Amen. I'm sorry. But I'm going to go to this scripture. Hopefully, it'll put a little T on the a subject here. I'm in Romans chapter 8, amen, starting at verse 26. The scripture says, likewise, the Spirit also helped in our infirmities. Amen. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us, amen, with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Can somebody help me here? All right. The Bible say that the Spirit, now you know that this word Spirit is talking about the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. He say, also help our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we are. We don't know what we're praying for. It's the Spirit of God that's doing the praying. We don't know. He says, but the Spirit itself make intercession. Amen. The intercession is a go-between. Amen. It's a go-between, meaning that when you pray, the Spirit of God take your request to Jesus, and Jesus take your request to God. You cannot go directly to God with your prayers. If you could, it wouldn't say what it says here. It says, but the Spirit itself make it intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. It cannot be spoken. Oh God, hallelujah. He make the Holy Spirit takes our words and speak to God. You cannot understand this utterance, amen. And when it happened this way, Jesus take it to his Father, oh God. And he said, and he that searcheth the heart, he's talking about the mind, knoweth what is the mind and the spirit, because he make it. He make it. Intercession for the saints, not for the sinners, not for the unsaved, but he making intercession for the saints. If you born again, If you call by Jesus' mighty name, you are a saint. And the Holy Spirit is making intercessory for you. You cannot make an intercessory for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is making intercessory for you. Hallelujah. Who are you? You is nothing. You is nothing. God don't even want your flesh. He don't want nothing to do with your flesh. How could you tell me, church, that you directly talk to God? Well, you can't even understand the Holy Ghost, what it's saying. Hallelujah. Your ignorance of these scriptures and the knowledge of the word, amen, is being flooded through the church and through the pastors in the pulpit, amen, who is trying to throw the church off, amen, by all this babbling and by all this unnecessariness in the church, which is causing righteous, amen, with God, amen. And the enemies who is attacking the church, we need to get on board. We need to start reading our Bibles. We need to start understanding the word of God, understanding the truth, understanding where things come from. Hallelujah. Precept on precept, line on line. Hallelujah. We need to understand the knowledge, the concept of what's going on, amen, hallelujah. And then we could say a tongue here, a tongue there, whatever the Holy Spirit has in utterance for us, then we will talk about it. But otherwise, amen, we can't talk about what we don't know, amen. What you have learned in the church is a fraud, hallelujah, is a fraud. All you have to do is pick up the Bible and gain some understanding of the truth, understanding of your God, understanding of your purpose, understanding of what God says about tongue.